in our daily life and spiritually to how to prepare oneself.
我们第一个谈到的是在参与圣工上所需要有的自我预备。
First, it's self-preparations for or before entering into holy work.
那第二个是谈到在这个信仰人生当中行道的自我预备。
And the second is a preparation in preparing oneself into doing God's work in your life.
那我们今天要来谈的则是如何要自我预备，最后要见主。
And today we'll talk about how do we prepare ourselves so that in the end we'll see the Lord.
也讲到这个要见主哦。
So we're talking about facing the Lord.
我们都知道说这个是我们信仰的终极目标。
We know this is our end goal of our spiritual life.
但是在同时又是一个大家不是很想提的问的内容。
But at the same time, it's a topic that we tend to avoid.
因为有点尴尬。
Because there is a little bit of embarrassment.
因为通常讲到见主嘛，就是要离开世界啦。
So when we talk about to face the Lord, it means that we're leaving this world.
所以虽然我们常说我们很渴慕见主
，and even though we say that we long to see to face the Lord,
但是如果把它改成我们很渴慕离开世界那就可能要打个问号了。
But if we change it that we long to leave this world, then there's a question.
所以我们就要来想一想哦。
So let's think about this.
我们讲到基督徒最终要见主哦。
Talk about Christians, the most important time is when we face the Lord.
就是最后我们要面对耶稣哦。
It's in the end we have to face Jesus.
那这样子，我想先问一个问题哦。
First, I'd like to ask one question.
那基督徒会不会死啊
？So for Christians, will they die?
我们先来看一下，问一下哦。
And we'll ask.
Marvin. 基督徒会不会死
？Marvin, would Christian die?
不知道。好，谢谢。好，看你妈妈呢？没有，好，会。好，我们再问一下Rachel, 基督徒会不会死？基督徒会死的。基督徒会死哦。好，我们再问一下魏兄，基督徒会不会死？会，基督徒也会死哦。好，奇怪的嘞。徐慧，基督徒会不会死？会不会死？好，再想一想，再想一想。好，通常那个的都知道说我会设陷阱害人的。好，我们都讲，我们刚刚得到的答案是说，基督徒会死。
So questions, the answers we got was that Christian will die.
就跟所有的世界上的人一样。
Just like everyone in the world.
好，那我们再把问题再延伸一下
So we'll tweak the questions a little bit.
请问一下，人为什么会死？
Why would men die?
不要跟我讲说因为年纪大了
Don't tell me that because they get old.
照圣经上来看，死是怎么来的
？In the Bible, where did death come from？
罗阿姨，死是由罪来的。
So death comes from sin。
所以没有罪就没有死亡这件事情，对不对
？So that means when there's no sin, there's no death。
好，那我再问一个问题
Now I'll ask this follow-up question。
如果一个基督徒洗礼了。
So if a Christian's after baptism,
所有罪都我们讲洗礼，所有罪都洗净了，对不对
？So when we talk about baptism, all our sins are cleansed away.
那就没有罪啦。
So there's no more sin.
那为什么基督徒还会死
？Now how come Christians still die?
张宇，你在睡觉。嘉莹，如果基督徒没有，我们刚刚讲说罪是死是由罪来的，所以没有罪就没有死。那基督徒洗礼完应该不会死啊？洗完礼还会犯罪哦？那能不能不要犯罪？那能不能不要犯罪？但是洗完礼之后马上离世呢？有人洗完礼马上离世来不及犯罪哦。
What if someone who died immediately after baptism?
啊，那这还是不是？为什么会死？应该不会，应该是永活不朽啊。
They should be living forever.
啊，可是他还是死了，肉体死了还是死啊？啊，Evelyn， 何杰。好，肉体上死了。那如果说哦，神对亚当说，如果神对亚当，神在一开始哈，如果亚当没有犯罪，他是肉体会不会死
？So in the beginning, if Adam did not sin, would his physical body die？
嗯、啊，对，还是你。哎、欸，那我们如果照亚当的模式、啊、，sorry。
So the answer was that。Adam will continue to live forever in the Garden of Eden.
哦，所以肉身应该不会死哦。如果没有罪的话，肉身不会死哦。
So the answer was that if there was no sin, the physical body would not die.
哦，所以基督徒为什么洗礼之后还会死
？But how comes Christians after baptism still die?
哦，我刚刚故意哈、哦，故意忽略了张云的答案哦。
And I purposely neglect Sister Zhang Yun's answer.
那因为这个答，因为这个，因为我们基督徒必须要了解的答案就在他刚刚所说的哈。
Because the answer that Christians ought to know is within her answer.
哦，就是说基督徒的死亡观哈、生死观哈，跟普通人不一样。
And death is different for Christians compared to others.
哦，所以今天如果有人问你
，So today if someone asks you,
哎，你信主啦？
You believe in God.
你洗礼啦。
You're baptized.
你脱离罪恶啦。
You're apart from sin.
哦，你已经脱离死亡的力量啦。
And you have escaped from the power of death.
哦，所以你应该是不会死啊。
So you should not die.
啊，你说你要跟他讲对。
And you answer back yes.
我不会死。
I won't die.
啊，为什么人还是会离开世界
？But how come we still depart from this world？
哦，所以刚说这个叫做睡觉哦。
And that was the answer before.
哦，所以对基督徒来说，死亡哈，死亡只是一个过程。
For Christians, death is only a part of the process.
哦，变成一个等待的过程而已。
It's really a waiting period.
哦，所以不是说死亡就是一个终结。
It doesn't mean that death is the end of things.
而是一个充满盼望的开始。
But actually, the beginning of much hope.
哦，所以会不会死？
So will we die?
啊，你会不会死
？Would you die?
不会啊。
You won't die.
你只是休息一下。
But you'll take a rest.
准备啊，见主，准备要啊，继续那个啊，永远的福乐哦。
And getting ready for the eternal joy.
啊，所以对基督徒来说，我们从来不畏惧谈论死亡哦。
So for Christians, we don't talk about death too much.
我们不怕，我们不怕去谈论到死亡这件事情。
And we're not afraid to talk about death.
哦，这个世界上的人常常都很避讳哦，很忌讳谈这件事情。
For other people, they're very sensitive about talking about death.
哦，所以你看那个很多地方在亚洲在盖房子哈、哦。
So in Asia, when they're building houses.
啊，你常常可以去按那个按那个什么电梯哦。
And when you press the, we go into the elevator and press the floor、哦、buttons.
一楼、二楼、三楼、五楼。
So you go floor 1, 2, 3, and then 5.
那四楼呢
？So there's no fourth floor.
啊，奇怪，那怎么四楼每次盖四楼，四楼都卖不出去
？And how come every time when they build four floors,、啊、they're not sold?
忌讳嘛，害怕。
Because they are afraid.
啊，所以做基督徒有什么好处
？So what are the benefits for being Christians?
四楼通常特别便宜啊。
So the fourth floor is usually less expensive.
哦，我们家在台湾就住四楼。
And my, we were living on the fourth floor in Taiwan.
哦，所以基督徒不畏惧这个。
So Christians are not wary of these things.
哦，因为对我们来说，这个死亡是没有什么好怕的。
Because to us, death is not a scary thing.
它只是一个过程。
It's only part of the process.
而且还是我们终其一生努力的目标。
And on the other hand, it's a process, part of the process that we work very hard to achieve.
哦，但是我们。虽然有这个目标要建筑
，and so that we have this goal to face the Lord，
也是我们每一个人努力信自我灵修信仰追求的目标啊。
It's also everyone's goal for us to prepare and cultivate。
哦，但是不是你想去就可以去的哦
？Doesn't mean that if you want to go there, you'll get there。
哦，要建筑哦，还要有 自我预备的功夫哦。
To face the Lord, we have to prepare ourselves.
啊，所以我们既然知道这是我们努力的目标。
So we know that this is all of our goals.
那我们就来看一看哈，啊，我们要见主哈，我们要跟主同在啊的三个要素。
So when we have to face the Lord, when we want to stay with the Lord, there are three critical parts.
那我们来看一下提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
啊，麻烦。提摩太后书的第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4。
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4。
第六节。
Verse 6。
提摩太后书四章六节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6。
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。第七节。
7。
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了哈。这个提摩太后书啊，是保罗所写的最后一封书信。
2 Timothy is the last epistle of Paul.
是他在晚年的时候，在保罗年纪老迈的时候所写的。
And it was a letter that Paul written when he was in old age.
我们甚至可以说，这提摩太后书基本上啊，就是保罗的遗言。
And we can say that it was his last words.
是他最后对门徒的交代。
And it was his last letters or last announcements.
那在这里呢，他在最后的时候跟门徒讲了这句话。
So in the end, he said these to the members.
他说我离世的时候到了。
And about to leave this world.
但是在这离世之前呢，他回顾自己的人生。
But as he looked back.
他说这个人生当中啊，我做了三件事。
And in this life, I did three things.
使我能够在平平安安的能够离开世间，预备见主。
That these three things enable me to peacefully enter this phase.
但第一件事说，我那美好的仗我已经打过了。
First, he said, I have fought the good fight.
第二讲的是说，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And he had finished the race.
第三个说，所信的道已经守住了。
And thirdly, he had kept the faith.
因为他有做了这三件事情。
And because he had done those three things.
所以他今天可以很迫不及待，很有自信的来预备见主。
So at that time, he was confident that he can face the Lord.
所以我们今天一个基督徒要怎么样能够平安的很自信的离开这个世间？
So today, as Christian, how can we peacefully and have confidence face the Lord?
很有自信说，我一定见主啊，我一定进去，我一定进去那个享受那个创世以来为我预备的福乐。
And to be very assured that we can face the Lord and enter in this eternal joy that was established for us in the beginning.
那我们就要用保罗所说的这三句话来衡量一下我们的人生哦。
So we use these three sentences of Paul.To evaluate our life.
第一句话说那个美好的仗啊，保罗已经打过了。
First, Paul had fought the good fight.
信仰的人生啊，这条路啊，就像打仗一样啊。
So our spiritual life, it's like a battle.
从你来接触教会。
First, when you enter the church.
在你洗礼归入主的名下。
And then when you were baptized and you come into the Lord.
那这个战场就开始了啊。
And the battle begun.
你可能在这战争当中啊，担负不同的角色。
And you may be in different roles in this battle.
但是不管如何，你都必须要不断的面对这个一辈子的征战。
Regardless of what role you take, but you're still fighting in this battle.
这个征战可以分成几个部分。
And you can separate the battle into a few different parts.
这个征战第一个可以分成内战civil war 内战。
And first, you can call there's this part of civil war.
内战是什么？
What is this civil or internal war?
自己跟自己打。
You're fighting yourself.
自己跟自己打是什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说在我们信主之后我们必须要面对自己很多的软弱。
It means that after believing in God, we have to face a lot of our weaknesses.
过去的坏习惯。
Our old bad habits.
过去捆绑我们的罪恶。
And our old sins that are still bounding us.
过去所喜爱的生活模式。
And the past life that we love and adore.
我们必须要去面对它，攻击它，而且克服它。
We have to face them, attack them, and overcome them.
就像保罗所说的，
Just like what Paul said.
他说我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And that I beat myself and make myself submit.
我们来看一下那个哥林多前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第九章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
他说：“我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。”哈，他这里说，他是不断的在克服自己。
And says here that he continually disciplined his body.
这就是一场征战。
And it was a battle.
改变自己的征战。
And it's a battle to change oneself.
努力过新生活的征战。
Is, you strive to live a new life.
将所学习的道理应用在生活当中的征战。
And to use all your learned knowledge to apply to your life.
说一个基督徒啊。
So for a Christian.
从信主之后。
After believing in God.
应该要有新生活。
And you must have a new life.
新生命。
A new life.
新的习惯。
New set of habits.
新的嗜好。
And as a new set of hobbies.
新的价值观。
And a new value system.
所以使你身旁的人一看到你就知道你是一个不一样的人啊。
So the people around you, they will see there's a new you.
所以我们在接受了这场战争的征召之后。
So once we face the reality of this battle.
我们就要开始去回想一下哦。
Let's think back.
在这打了这么，在这过去这么多年。
So in all these past years.
信主之后。
After we have believed.
打仗打了这么多年。
We have fought for so many years.
我们打出了什么样的模样来。
And what are we now? What kind of warriors?
看看自己。
Look at ourselves.
比较从前。
Let's compare to the past.
今天的我。
Us today.
比起过去的我。
Versus us in the past.
是不是有更加的长进。
Are we improved?
信主三年。
We have believed for 3 years.
信主五年。
When we have believed for 5 years.
信主十年。
When we have believed for 10 years.
今天的我比起过去的我。
Me today compared to me in the past.
我的脾气。
And my temper.
我的说话。
My speech.
我对人的态度。
My attitude towards others.
我对教会的付出。
And my giving. To church.
我对圣经道理的了解。
My understanding of Bible's truth.
是不是真的有活出了像是征战五年十年的模样来？
Have we really shown the battle that we have fought in 5 years or 10 years?
还是看看自己。
And look at ourselves again.
比较从前。
And compare to our past.
今天的我怎么跟十年前的我没什么两样？
How come me today is the same as me 10 years ago?
十年前坏脾气。
I had a bad temper 10 years ago.
十年后还是坏脾气。
I have the same bad temper today.
然后有人劝我们。
There are people who are always pleading to us.
就说我天性如此。
We'll say that I am born like this.
还把责任推到神身上哦。
And then we give the responsibility off to God.
神就是这样造我啊。
This is how God made me.
所以我就是这个样子。
And I'm like this.
其实我们要回想一下啊。
But we have to think back.
神给我们这个机会参加了这场战争。
God gave us this opportunity to enter into this war.
就是希望借着这场战争不断的磨练我们。
It's for us to be refined in the battle.
把那个零零角角磨掉。
And all the edges we have to refine or scrub them.
使我们能够成为合主所用的模样。
And to make us to be worthy of God's use.
这不只是要打这场战争，不只是要打内战。
And this is not only a civil or eternal war.
更要面对外面敌人的攻击。
And then we have to face enemies on the outside.
这是我们环境给予的挑战。
And also face the problems in the environment.
有时候你很努力的要保持自己的信仰。
And we work very hard to keep our faith.
但是我们会发现一件事情。
But you will notice this.
当我们很努力。
When we work very hard.
我们的环境有时候会很困难。
Our environment provides us many troubles.
你明明想来聚会。
and you really want to come to service,
你公司就是你要来聚会，他就叫你加班。
And when you really want to come to service, your boss is asking you to do overtime.
哦，你明明想要有一个灵修的生活。
And you want to have a spiritual cultivating life.
每次你拿圣经拿出来
，Every time you pick up the Bible,
哦，你朋友就打电话进来
，Your friends call you.
啊，就或者是就有人啊拿一片啊拿一叠的连续剧给你看
，Or your friend giving you a new set of drama series.
哦，你左手拿圣经。
You have the Bible on your left hand.
右手拿韩剧
，and you have your toy on the right hand.
真啊啊，
什么
toy？ 韩剧 ，Korean drama.
And you have the Korean dramas on your right hand.
哦，让你不断的挣扎
，and you're struggling between the two.
哦，没有发觉常常都是这样子
，and we see that this is happening.
每次当我们要振作。
When every time we want to shape up,
每次我们要改变
，every time we want to change,
啊，就是有东西、有事情啊，挡了我们、绊了我们一脚。
There's always something that would come between us.
啊，这种就是不断在我们信仰生活当中的阻碍，外来环境的攻击。
And these are the very common obstacles in our spiritual lives.
哦，这就是我们常常在信仰当中、生活当中所必须要去面对的现实。
And this is the reality that we face every day in our spiritual life.
哦，所以我们每天都在打这样的对外的属灵征战。
And every day we're fighting this external battle.
啊，但是你会发现
，But you will notice.
每当你胜过一次
，But every time when you triumph,
你就会发觉你自己比以前更强大了一分。
And you feel that you're more powerful than before.
哦，但是你必须要踏出那一步啊。
But you have to walk that first.
哦，你在那个挣扎当中
，in your struggle
啊，当你放下韩剧，抱起圣经
，when you drop the Korean drama and when you lift the Bible，
你会发觉你的信仰变好了
，and you feel that there's improvement in your faith。
啊，当你放下圣经，抱起韩剧
，but when you put down the Bible and you take the Korean drama series，
你可能发觉你的韩文变好了。
And you feel that your Korean has improved.
哦，所以这个是有的时候是一个抉择啊，一个选择。
So, this is a choice.
哦，是我们每个人都必须要面对的。
Everyone of us, has to make this.
哦，所以我们有时候在看呐、啊，啊，这个人的信仰要怎么进步
？So you want to see how our faith can grow?
常常就是在那一瞬间，你做什么选择来决定你有什么样的信仰。
And it's that moment, it depends on what choice you make.
那有时候神会站在旁边看哦。
Sometimes God would just be watching
next to us. 我们有时候等着说神帮我做决定。
Sometimes we wait for God to make a decision for us.
啊，有时候不会的。
But sometimes He won't.
哦，你看那个以色列人出埃及哦。
You look at the Israelites leaving Egypt.
啊，你如果仔细去看他的前后哈、哦，你会发觉有一个蛮有意思的 pattern 哈、哦，蛮有意思的模式哦。
And if you look back and forth scripture, you'll discover a very special pattern.
他们出红海，过红海。
When they crossed the Red Sea,
神让红海分开。
And God parted the Red Sea.
他们进迦南。
When they enter into Canaan,
神让约旦河分开。
And God also parted the Jordan.
可是我们如果做一个比较
，But you compare to two,
我们会发觉说这两次的河水分开哈，内容完全不一样。
And you can see the context of these two water bodies parting are different.
啊，当他们要过红海的时候啊
，When they have to cross the Red Sea,
以色列人做了什么
？What did the Israelites do?
什么都没做。
They haven't done anything.
在旁边乱吼乱叫的。
And they were just crying, screaming, over there.
啊，这样为什么
？Why was that?
因为他们什么都不懂。
Because they did not know anything.
他们什么都不会。
They did not know
how to do. 所以基本上神跟摩西做了所有的事情。
So at that time, God and Moses carried did all the work.
因为他们软弱。
Because the Israelites were weak.
哦，所以当我们刚刚认识主的时候
，So in the beginning, when we first get to know God,
我们不懂。
We don't know anything.
我们什么都不会。
We don't know better.
我们软弱。
We were weak.
所以很多时候神是主动把路打开给我们走过去。
So at that phase, God would personally open up the doors for us.
可是在你信主一段时间之后
，But after we have believed for some time,
很抱歉，你的考试的模式改变了。
sorry to say, the format of examination is different.
啊，你在经过旷野的考验。
And this is the test of you walking in the wilderness.
当你要准备过约旦河的时候。
When you're about to cross the Jordan River.
哦，神对以色列的吩咐是什么？
What was the instruction from God to the Israelites?
你叫祭司踩到河里去。
And go ask the priest to step into the water.
走到河里面，河水就分开了。
And when you walk into the river, the water will part.
哦，圣经上记载说，那时候是涨潮哦，河水漫过两岸。
And the Bible records that that time it was high tide and the water was rising.
哦，所以踩下去可能就被冲走了。
So when you step in, you may be swept away by the current.
哦，但是神为什么要这样吩咐他们？
Why did God instruct them like that?
哦，就是说你已经受过训练了。
It means that you are already trained.
你已经在信仰上有认识。
You have gained understanding in faith.
你在道理上有长进。
And you have improved in the knowledge of God.
你在生活上受过考验。
And you are tested in your life.
所以今天这一条河挡在你的面前。
So today this river is in front of you.
你要先踩下去。
First you have to step in.
哦，靠着你对神的信心，虽然看不到结果，但是先踩下去。
And it will depend on the faith and trust you have in God, even though you don't know the outcome.
哦，只有你先凭着信心踏出了那一步。
But you must have walked that first step of faith.
你才能够看到神在你的人生当中给你开路。
After you walk that first step, you see God opening the ways for you.
你可以在岸边祷告。
You can pray, in the shore.
你可以在岸边哭泣哀求神。
And you can cry and cry to God in the shore.
但是如果你没有办法站起来踏出那信心的脚步，
But if you cannot muster up the courage to walk that first step,
那约旦河不会为你而开。
Jordan River will not part for you.
哦，所以这是我们不断的经过环境的考验之后呢，啊，使我们对神产生信心。
And this is the faith that we develop after all the tests and trials.
哦，就是借着不断的征战啊，使我们的信仰哈，每一次的征战，使我们的信仰能够更加的长进。
It's through all those battles that we've been through that our faith has gradually increased.
那，所以我们今天每个人都要打仗。
So today, every one of us, we have to fight.
哦，是因为只有借着打仗才能够使我们长进哦。
Because only when we fight, we can get better.
啊，我们就要问问自己啊。
Let's ask ourselves.
哦，从信主到今天。
And from the day we believe in the Lord to
today, 我有没有感觉到我有打仗？
Have we felt the sense of fighting?
啊，还是每次一打仗就做逃兵？
Are we the ones who flee every time we hear the sound of the battle?
啊，或者主动申请我要去后勤呐，我要躲到后面去啊？
And we apply ourselves so we can fall back to the in the back of the battle.
啊，我们要检查检视一下自己的信仰人生哦。
We have to examine our spiritual life.
啊，因为保罗告诉我们啊。
Because Paul told us.
哦，凡立志在主里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫哦。
And those who are determined to live a holy life in God, they will be persecuted.
哦，这个逼迫就是要面对征战哦。
And persecution means that we have to face battles.
啊，所以你有没有感觉到你征战过啊？
Have you felt that we have battles?
啊，如果你有没有感觉你受过逼迫啊？
Have you ever felt that you've been persecuted?
啊，这是我们必须要问问自己的问题哦。
This is a question that we must ask ourselves.
啊，同时还有另外一场的战争。
And then there's another battle.
啊，这就是抢救灵魂的战争。
It's a battle that we fight to save lives.
哦，也是我们每一个信徒啊被托付的使命。
And some of us, when we are assigned a mission,
啊，我们来看一下哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的哥林多前书的第四后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书。不是，哥林多后书的第十章，第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4.
我们从第三节开始看哦。
Or let's read from verse 3.
而第三节说，我们虽然在血气中行事，却不行着血气征战。第四节
，Four.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节
，Five.
将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神那些自高的事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。哈，那这里是保罗告诉我们说，我们要打的另外一场战争。
And this is a battle that Paul described that we have to fight.
就是要抢救人灵魂的征战。
It's the one that we save souls.
在这里说啊，人的心啊，好像啊被很多啊坚固的城墙挡住了。
It describes here that people's heart are like surrounded by strongholds.
使得人没有办法认识神。
And those strongholds are keeping their hearts to know God.
看圣经没有办法了解。
Even though they read the Bible, they cannot understand.
听到神的事迹没有办法感动。
Even though they listen to the workings of God, they
cannot move. 心好像被遮住了，被蒙蔽了。
It feels like that their hearts are covered.
我们有另外一个我们努力的战场。
And there's another battlefield that we have to work very hard.
就是要靠神给予的能力啊，去把这个营垒攻破，把这个城墙打垮。
It's to rely on the might of God for pulling down all these strongholds.
使我们能够把人的心夺回啊，放到神来归到神的面前。
So we can steal the heart or take the hearts away from those strongholds and to meet God.
所以保罗告诉我们说啊，不论得时不得时，我们务要传道啊。
So it doesn't. Paul tells us that whether or not it is in season, we have to preach the gospel.
因为借着这样子的工作啊，使我们的人生啊，产生价值。
Because of this work, this holy work, our lives have meanings.
使我们能够在回顾自己过去的人生。
When we review, look back in our lives,
我们看到自己打的每一场战争。
We look back and see every battle that we have fought.
能够在神的面前很有把握说啊，那美好的仗我打了，而且打赢了。
And to be very assured to God that these battles we have fought and we have won.
我克服自己的软弱。
That I have put my weaknesses into submission.
我扛住了外来的攻击。
And I withheld the attacks from the outside.
我更夺回了人的心意来归向神。
And I have also regained the hearts from men and take them back to God.
能够在这个有限的人生里面活出那个无限的价值。
And then in this limited lifetime, I have lived out unlimited value.
那在这里第二个保罗书啊，我们看回来啊，以弗所书哦。
We'll go back to Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章，这里保罗说的第二件事。
And the second thing that Paul mentioned.
对不起，提摩太后书哦。
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书保罗所说的第二件事情。
The second thing that Paul mentioned in Second Timothy.
就是那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
That I have finished the race.
从得到信仰开始呢，就是一个长跑的过程。
So from the moment that we have gained faith, this is the beginning of the long race.
既然是长跑。
And even though it's a long race,
我们知道长跑哦是需要调整自己的体力啊，在很稳定的往前进。
We know in a long distance race we have to adjust and we have our endurance so that we can finish.
所以如果你参加长跑
，So when you enter into a long distance race,
但是你拿出来是你跑100米的那种速度。
But and you're running at the speed that you're running a 100-meter dash.
那通常很难能够达到终点。
So in general, you would never reach the finish line.
所以今天我们在跑这条天国路也是一样。
So today when we're running this race to heaven.
一样一定要跑到终点才算数哦。
And it only counts when we cross the finish line.
你说你今天跑得很快。
And you can say that today you run very fast.
你说我年轻。
I'm very young.
我有训练过。
I've been trained.
我有自信。
And I have confidence.
所以啊，我一起跑我就冲啊。
So I would just run and sprint right off the starting line.
但是不管你跑得多快。
And regardless of how fast you can run,
不管你多年轻，多有体力，
how much strength you have.
今天如果你跑不到终点啊，你都得不到奖赏的。
If you cannot cross the finish line, you will not get the reward.
所以今天信仰最重要的一点哦。
So today, our faith is the most critical factor.
不是你做了多少圣工。
Doesn't matter how much holy work you can do.
那我们做圣工是需要的。
Of course, we need to do holy work.
但是最重要的是，你要能够从头跑到尾跑完。
But most important is that you can finish the race from beginning to the end.
信仰是一个长期持守的工作。
And faith is a
long-term process.
Is a long-term process.
有时候我回头去看看。
And sometimes you have to look back.
看看跟我当初同时间的哈，同时间的青年哦。
And I'll look back and look at the people who are the same age as me.
看看的大家那时候一起参加宗教教育。
I remember at that time we went to the religious classes the same.
一起参加学生联谊会。
And together we went to student spiritual convocation.
但是今天再看看啊，经过20年之后呢，还剩下多少人仍然留在这个跑道上
？But today, 20 years later, how many of my friends back then are left?
所以今天这一条路不好跑。
So, this journey it's not easy to go.
这也是我们每一个人呐、一定要给自己的一个压力。我一定要跑到完。
And every one of us, we have to give ourselves this pressure that we have to finish this race.
刚信主的时候。
And in the beginning, when we first believed.
刚得圣灵的时候。
At the moment, when we received the Holy Spirit.
刚洗礼的时候。
And at the moment when we were baptized,
很感动
we were so moved.
很感觉神常很爱我
we felt the great love of God so much.
感觉我要爱主一生
we had this mission that we have to love God for the rest of our life.
但是这种感动要不能只是短暂的
but that movement of our hearts cannot be temporary.
信主三年
when you believe for 3 years.
当初那种感动你还记得吗
do you still remember?That move, that feeling in the beginning.
信主十年
and when you have believed for 10 years,
当初立志为主耶稣带人信主为主努力的那种心智还存在吗
？And do you still remember your commitment and your attitude at the beginning that you want to, bring your friends and family into God?
这一条路不好走
，and once again, this journey is not easy.
因为在这一条路上有很多岔路
，and because there are many.Forks and different ways in this journey.
所以在这条路上，如果一不小心可能就往岔路就出去了。
And so if you let your guard down in this journey, you may have taken the wrong path.
所以当我回到我台湾，在台湾的母教会的时候
，So when I went back and visit my home church in Taiwan.
跟我一起长大的五个弟兄。
I remember the five brothers that grew up with me.
现在只剩下一半还在教会。
There's only half that are still remaining in church.
剩下的有的是因为工作的关系就再也没有来了。
And those who remained us, one or two of them.
追求他的事业，一个去追求他的事业太忙了，后来久没有来就成了习惯，就不再来了。
And because pursuit of his career, he hasn't come very often. That became a habit, and then he stopped coming.
一个因为婚姻的关系所以也就没有再来了。
And another one because of his marriage, he stopped coming to church.
所以这条路我们真的要定下心一定要走到完呐。
So for this race, we have to set our goal that we have to finish it.
信仰比的是谁坚持到最后。
And faith, it's a long-term process that we have to hold to the past.
走完才算。
To the end, that it only counts when we finish.
所以我们今天要自己对自己有一个期许啊。对我们自己对自己要有一个期望哦。
So we will have, this wish for ourselves.
就是当有一天
It's for one day.
当那一天到的时候
When that day comes.
当我要咽下最后一口气
Then that day when we breathe our last.
我们中国人讲盖棺论定那个棺材盖下去了
So there's a Chinese saying that when they nail shut the oven, the coven,
我很有把握啊。
That you have to have this confidence.
啊，我这一路这样一直跑。
That I have ran.
啊，虽然踢，虽然有几次绊倒。
Even though I have tripped and fallen a few times.
啊，有几次不小心撞得头破血流。
And there are a few times that I hurt myself badly.
有几次啊，看到那边很好玩啊，差点就走岔路了。
And there are a few times that I was very close to being distracted because there was something very interesting.
但是在最后我咽下那一口气的时候
，But in the end, when I breathed my last breath,
我很有把握我可以见主。
That I'm very sure that I can face the Lord.
因为这一条路我有跑尽哦，当跑的路哦，有跑尽。
Because this race, I have finished.
我们来看一下哥罗西书第四章哦。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章。
Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书的第四章，哈，第四章的第十四节啊。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 14.
好，这是保罗的问安哦 ，greeting，
and this is Paul's greeting。
好，第十四节说哈，所亲爱的医生路加和迪马问你们的安。好，那这里说到有两个人向大家问安。
And here there's a mutual greeting。
啊，我们再看一下提摩太后书哦。
Let's go back to Second Timothy。
第四章哦。
Second Timothy chapter 4。
第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 9.
提摩太后书第四章第九节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 9.
好，在这里说你要赶快到我这里来啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界，就离弃我们，往帖撒罗尼迦去了哈。啊，这在讲这里一个人叫做迪马哈。
And there's a person mentioned here, Demas.
啊，圣经讲到他两次。
And there, this person Demas was mentioned twice in the Bible.
一次是列在众圣徒当中，与大家一同问安。
And first, he was one of the other brethren that was being greeted by Paul.
曾几何时，当他再被提出来的时候，变成贪爱世界，离开教会。
But then.And the other mentions of him, he is described as those who has forsaken the faith and having loved this present world and departed.
哦，所以有时候我在看这两，我常常把这两段这样反反复复这样子翻着看，然后
sometimes I will flip through these two scriptures.
哦，看的时候有时候真的很感慨。
And then I am very emotional.
哦，有时候真的觉得哦，时间呐。时间是信仰最大的考验。
And I feel that time is the greatest challenger of our faith.
啊，所以我们要求神帮助我们。
So we have to ask God to help us.
我们不但要走得好。
And not that we have to run this race well.
我们更要走得完。
More importantly, we have to finish it.
啊，使我们能够在最后啊，像保罗一样。
So that all of us in the end will be just like Paul.
啊，很有把握。
That he's very assured.
说这当跑的路，我有跑尽哦。
And this race that I ought to run, I have finished.
哦，安全达到终点。
That I have safely arrived at the finish line.
哦，在这里保罗又讲了第三句话哈。
So the third sentence from Paul.
哦，在这里保罗说啊，那个所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept.The faith.
那我们有时候觉得这第二句跟第三句应该是类似，哦。
And we feel that the second sentence and the third are similar.
啊，但是既然保罗把它分开讲
，But then he had talked about them separately.
他应该有他自己的意思。
And he had his meaning.
哦，你可以做一辈子的基督徒。
And you can be a Christian all your life.
你可以到最后死的时候还是基督徒。
And you can remain a Christian when you die.
但是这当中有一个很重要的要素。
But there's a very critical factor.
哦，就是你必须要守住那个当初交托给你的福音。
That you have to have kept the gospel that was entrusted to you in the beginning.
我们来看一下犹大书哦。
And let's turn to Jude.
哦，在启示录前面哈，犹大书。
It's before Revelation, the book of Jude.
好，犹大书的第三节
，verse three。
哦，它只有一章哦，犹大书的三节。
It's only one chapter. Turn to verse three.
啊，在这里说，亲爱的弟兄，我想尽心写信给你们。论到我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道。竭力的争辩，然后这告诉我们说，这个真理啊，是一次交付给我们的。
And it is said that here, the faith was once for all delivered to the saints.
一开始就把真理怎么得救告诉你了。
So in the beginning, the salvations or the criteria of it was entrusted to them once.
哦，不需要人的发明。
And it doesn't have to be.Invented by men.
哦，不需要人去改变。
And it would not be changed by men.
更不需要随着时代潮流来做调整。
And it should not be adjusted, through the different customs of men in different times.
哦，我们看一下提摩太后书的第一章。
We'll turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
啊，提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
提摩太后书一章十二节，为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。十三节，你从我听那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心、爱心，常常守着。那这里说那个纯正话语哦，神的道理有一个规模哦，有一个 pattern。
So God's words has a pattern.
哦，所以今天所交付给你的，一定要照着这个规模，你才能够得救。
So today you have to follow this pattern in order to be saved.
哦，所以今天的社会环境告诉我们。
And today the environment tells us.
啊，信主是件很愉快的事情。
Believing in the Lord is a joyous thing.
哦，我今天基督教界里面常常在讲。
So today, many Christian churches will tell you.
哦，神是爱，所以随便你怎么拜他都没有关系。
So God is love. Whatever method you choose to worship Him, it's okay.
哦，今天基督教，今天很多基督徒在说。
And today, many Christians will say.
哦，因为神有慈爱怜悯。
Because God has mercy and love.
哦，所以你犯罪没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you sin.
记得回来悔改就好了。
But remember to come back and repent.
哦，这样子听起来是不是很好听？
And when you listen to that, doesn't that sound great?
哦，是不是听起来很舒服？
Very comforting.
哦，但是这跟圣经道理有没有一样呢？
But are those compliant to the words of God in the
Bible? 哦，所以今天这个道理是一次交托给我们的规模。
So today, faith is delivered to us to the saints.
而不是依照我们喜不喜欢听的舒不舒服。
And this faith would not change because, depending on how, what the environment is, and if we like it or not.
哦，或者是这个社会的标准、社会的潮流能不能配合
？Or this faith would not change depending on the different degrees of the world standards.
哦，所以我们不但要跑好这一条路。
And not only we have to run this race well.
哦，更要在这一条路的一路上啊，把那个当初完整交托给你得救的方法哈，把它记好、存好啊，把它藏在心里。
But during this race, we have to remember and hold truth to the end. This gospel and this salvation that was delivered to us.
啊，因为只有今天只有这个纯正话语的规模，可以使人得救。
And because today there is only one true pattern of salvation that can save mankind.
啊，当然在你这一路上
，so during this race，
啊，你会发觉有很多的人啊，试着用不同的观念跟道理来影响你。
And you can see a lot of people would try to affect you, with different theories.
啊，告诉你说信耶稣有心就好。
They'll tell you that when you believe in Jesus.You have that heart that's good.
啊，犯罪悔改就好。
When you sin, it's okay, but just repent.
哦，那个在信仰路上啊，你做什么都没有关系，你一定可以得救。
that in your spiritual journey, regardless of what you do, it doesn't matter, but in the end, everyone will be safe.
好，那我们听到这一些影响我们的这些 各处的这些话当中，
and in all these distracting words,
那我们必须要回到圣经里面看圣经是如何教导我们的。
We have to come back to the Bible and see what it, what things it teach us.
因为在跑这一条路上，
and because when we are running this race,
这个纯正话语的规模就是赛跑的规则。
And this pattern of salvation and faith, these are the rules for the race.
照着规则玩的啊，照着规则跑的才可以得到奖赏。
And only if you follow these race rules that you will finish, when you cross the line, you will receive your reward.
哦，你说你赛跑。
And when you are running a race.
哦，你跑到最后，跑到结束了。
And you're running to the end, you're almost finishing.
啊，你说我要得奖赏。
And you're saying that I have to receive the reward.
啊，但是如果你没有照规矩。
But if you do not follow the rules.
大家都用跑的。
Everybody was running.
只有你骑脚踏车。
But you're riding a bike.
啊，不管你是不是第一个到达的，
regardless if you were the first that finished the race,
你都拿不到奖赏，
you will not get any reward.
哦，所以跑步有赛跑有赛跑的规矩，
so a race has its rules.
哦，这个规矩就是神所交付给我们那个真理的规模，
and those rules are the truth and the salvation.
哦啊，所以我们今天呢、用保罗的三句话重新回想一下我们到目前为止的信仰人生。
So today we reflect on our faith with these three sentences of Paul.
如果今天我们必须要面对主
，If today we have to face the Lord.
我们那美好的仗打过了吗
？Have we fought the good fight?
我们有把握这一路赛跑有跑到终点，能够跑到终点吗
？And Are we convinced that we have finished, crossed the finish line of the race?
好，我们很确定，我们一路都照着游戏规则来跑吗
？Are we very confident that we have followed every rule in this race?
好，如果可以
，If this is so，
如果做到了
，If you have done it，
我们就能够像保罗一样
，We can be just like Paul。
很有自信的说，那个跑当那当跑的路我跑尽了
，Just like him, be very。Rest assured that he had and we have finished the race.
哦，那个所信的道我已经守住了。
And that we have kept the faith.
啊，现在有那个荣耀的冠冕为我存留。
And now there is a glorious crown that is for me.
啊，所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
So we ask the Lord Jesus to help every one of us.
啊，使我们能够不断的在真教真道上面造就自己。
So that we keep cultivating ourselves in the truth.
能够在圣灵里面时常祷告。
That we can pray in the Holy Spirit.
更要保守自己常常在神的爱中。
And also remain ourselves in God's love.
能够仰望主耶稣的怜悯直到永生。
That we can long for the Lord Jesus' mercies until eternal life.
那荣耀的冠冕为你准备好了。
And there in store for us is a glorious crown.
你看见了吗
？Have you seen this?
我们一起啊，祷告来结束早上的聚会。
And we'll conclude this service with prayer.